Science. I'm John, the 2SER Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today, I mean the 1st of February. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1327, the 14-year-old Edward III was made King of England after his father, Edward II, was forced to relinquish his crown. His mother, Queen Isabella, had turned against his father to force the regime change, and Edward III was originally under the thumb of her and her lover, Roger Mortimer. 3 years later, though, at 17, Edward turned the tables and executed Mortimer, thus beginning his own rather successful reign. 1662, the Chinese general Koxinga seized the island of Taiwan after a 9-month siege. France declared war on the United Kingdom and the Netherlands as part of the French Revolutionary Wars on Feb 1st in 1793. 1861, Texas, during the American Civil War, seceded from the United States, something a great deal of Texans have been, well, itching to do again ever since. The first volume of the Oxford English Dictionary, covering A to Ant, was published on today's date in 1884. 1942, the US Navy conducted the Marshalls-Gilberts Raids, the first offensive action by the US against Japanese forces in the Pacific theater of World War II. Tactical airstrikes and naval artillery attacks were made against the Imperial Japanese Navy garrisons in the Marshall and Gilbert Islands, resulting in an overall success which had little long-term strategic value but did help lift morale amongst US forces and citizens at home. 1960, four black students staged the first of the Greensboro sit-ins at a lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. This series of sit-ins resulting in the Woolworth department store chain removing its policy of racial segregation in the southern United States and sparking a wave of other sit-in protests during the American Civil Rights Movement. The execution of a Viet Cong officer by South Vietnamese National Police Chief Nguyen Ngoc Lone was captured in an iconic still photo taken by Eddie Adams on today's date in 1968. 1984, Medicare came into effect here in Australia. 2003, the Space Shuttle Columbia disintegrated during re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, killing all 7 astronauts aboard, known of course as the Columbia disaster. The following year in 2004, the first GAN passenger train across Australia from Adelaide to Darwin set off on its 3-day journey. If you've been watching any of those on the SBS Slow Summer series, that's a terrific little series that one is. And finally, in 2013, the Shard, the tallest building in the European Union, was opened to the public for the first time on February 1st. Won't be for much longer, however, as the Shard is located not far from the River Thames in London, which fairly shortly you'd expect will not be in the EU. Quite a hideous-looking building anyway, if you ask me. Sort of a ghastly, postmodern glass monstrosity it is. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Clark Gable, born today's date in 1901. Son of Bruce Lee, actor Brandon Lee, born 1965. Terry Jones of Monty Python is 77 this morning, and Paulie Shaw is 51. And a good day for musos, Jimmy Carl Black of the Mothers of Invention, born today's date in 1938, Rick James, 1948, Don Everly of the Everly Brothers is 82, he's still kicking, Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers is 69, Frankie Sutherland of Survivor is 64, Lisa Marie Presley is 51, Jason Isbell 40, and teen heartthrob Harry Styles is 25 this morning. Happy birthday, Harry. Going out on this one, though. Right now. The 2SER our favourite, Laura Marling, this morning, turning 29. She won the Brit Award for Best British Female Solo Artist in 2011 and has been nominated in every even-numbered year since, if you can believe that. This one from her sixth album, Semper Femina, we were playing last year. Don't Pass Me By, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.